A non-halakhically observant couple recently had a baby through IVF with the wife's egg and the husband's sperm, and there was a surrogate who was not Jewish. Generally speaking, since there's a halakhic dispute among the poskim as to who is the halakhic mother, whether it's the egg donor or the birth mother, so the position of Beit Din of America is that we do a gerus lechumra, we convert any child if either the egg donor or the birth mother is not Jewish. So the question is, so this child, to do a gerus lechumra, but the problem is that the parents are not halachically observant. Generally speaking, the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says that ger katan matbil ma'osal das beis din, that a child who's we convert him, based in why? Why do we, the child who's he's under bar bat mitzvah, and when we convert him, so how can we convert him? What's the base for that? Don't you need das? The child needs to have the requisite intent that he wants to become a Jew, and if he was under bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, he doesn't have the right requisite das. So the Gemara says, chus hulo v'zachilam shlo b'fonav. You're allowed to confer a benefit to someone even without his consent. Now, generally speaking, even though this is a major dispute amongst the poskim, the many poskim hold that if it's someone that is not, it's only a schus for a non-Jew to become a Jew if he's going to be fully halachically observant. If he goes from being a non-Jew who's not chayv in mitzvos to a Jew who is chayv in mitzvos but does not observe mitzvos, that's not a schus. So therefore, it's the position of the Beis Din of America. This is a disputed point amongst the poskim, but it seems to be a mainstream view that the we will not convert a child, let's say an adopted child, of a couple whose parents are not halachically observant, because we are concerned that if the parents are not halachically observant, the child will likely not be halachically observant. It's not a zchus, it's not a benefit for the child to go from being non-Jewish to being Jewish if he's not going to observe Torah and mitzvahs. So there is a suggestion that maybe if we're only doing gerus lechumra, so this child has a birth mother who's not Jewish and has an egg donor who is Jewish, so the child's in a state of suffolk. So right now this child has to observe Torah mitzvahs because it's a suffolk Jew. So maybe in this instance, if the child is definitely a non-Jew, then maybe it's not a schus to convert the child. But here, if the child's in a state of suffolk, might be Jewish, and he has to keep the Torah mitzvahs anyway, so maybe in this case it would be a schus, it would be a merit to convert the child. And maybe even if the parents are not halakhically observant, still we should be able to convert the child because it is a schus for a child to go from a state of suffolk Jew to being a full-fledged Jew. Rabbi Willig thought that this was a good svara, but Rav Hirshel Schachter felt that no, we cannot change the standard, and the standard is that anyone who wants to be a Jew, a child, he has to be born, he has to have a family that is Torah observant, and it has to be likely that the child will be halachically observant. So therefore, he didn't the Beis Din of America was not going to convert this child. Rabbi Willig suggested to this to the Rav of this couple that number one, that Rabbi Willig holds that the egg donor is the halachic mother, and therefore he feels the child actually is Jewish. Ah, there's a suffolk, there's a doubt, so we convert the child of suffolk out of doubt, but the child is really Jewish, and therefore he recommended that the parents of this child go to Rav Shlomo Amar, Sephardi Chief Rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, and get a document from him that basically says the child is Jewish, because Rav Shlomo Amar also holds that the egg donor is the halachic mother, and therefore the child does not need a conversion, and that's what he would recommend. Not that to have kind of the Beis Din of America and convert the child, that's not the policy of the Beis Din of America, but he thinks though that the child would be halachically Jewish because he holds the egg donor is the mother, and he should in practice go to Rav Shlomo Amar, who will provide documentation that this child is indeed halachically Jewish. That was his recommendation.